The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The IFA members have ended their sit-in protest at the Bord Bia offices in Dublin. This is after the state agency board have agreed to an independent, expert-led governance review into its operations, during which time the chair of the board, Larry Murran, will stand aside. And for more on this, I am joined now by Francie Gorman, president of the Irish Farmers Association. Good evening to you, Francie. You must be pleased. The IFA have bullied, more or less, Bord Bia into submission.
No, I wouldn't accept that. I think that there was a huge issue here that over the last month has played out in a way that none of us thought would, and we all regret that. Our issue from the world goal was farmer confidence in Bord Bia, and I think the decision taken today at board level with the board and the chair, where a governance review is going to take place and where the chair will not chair meetings during the period of the review, to allow Bord Bia activities to continue as normal is a good outcome. And I think the lessons learned from this by us all need to be taken on board, and hopefully when the review is complete, we'll end up in a better place.
And what are the lessons, Francie? Because the Minister of Agriculture has accused the leadership of the IFA of deliberately misleading its members in relation to the dispute with Bord Bia. He's described you as reckless. What are the lessons to be learned here?
Yeah, well, I suppose maybe the lessons we should learn is maybe use of language. Maybe we all have to take that on board. But I think the real lesson that has to be learned is that there was huge disquiet among farmers about the fact that the chair of Bord Bia was importing beef, importing chicken, and as turned out during the last month, wasn't a credit to any Bord Bia producer standard, that wasn't acceptable. And we have a review now looking into all this, and I hope that...
It has to be said that neither Dawn Farms nor Larry Murran have done a single thing wrong. They have imported less than 1% of their beef from Brazil, as many people do. There is the EU does import beef from Brazil and other places as well, to have continuous supply available as a major exporter of beef from here to largely convenience food, the sector throughout the rest of the world. What exactly do you think he has done that is wrong? Because he is the chair of Bord Bia, which does promote Irish food, and most people think he has done a good job with that. And then he runs a successful business that is a separate entity.
Look. I think the issue here is he's done nothing illegal. But I think if you're chairman of our food marketing board, and I made this point, the standards that you expect farmers expect to apply at farmer level, mm-hmm. The chairman of our food board should aspire to similar standards. And the very fact that his processing business wasn't accredited to a Bord Bia standard, when every farmer is expected to be the same when he asks, under the new standard will hopefully come in at some stage in the future, is for even more asks of farmers.
But Francie, we know that the Brazilian beef that's imported is supposed to meet the European standards. We know that. And we also know that Irish beef, which you're quite right, is held to a high standard, gets a premium price for that around the world. And that's the reward for those standards.
So that issue around Brazil, and we've shown, we were in Brazil 20 years ago and as late as last October, and we've seen that they have not moved on in the way that they should have had to be able to meet the standards. It's the fear we had. It's the issue we had around Mercosur. And the whole Brazilian beef issue is a huge issue for farmers. The fact that that beef is coming into the European Union at a discounted price.
But Francie, do you not see that what you want is a twisted market? You want Irish producers to be able to export their beef and to be proud of their exports, but we don't import any.
No, we don't.
That's not how trade works.
Well, if you let me explain, that's not what we want. What we want is the chairman of our food marketing board to be accredited to the producer standard that other businesses in this country are. And we want to see the chairman of our food marketing board not importing product. And
so you want to dictate to him not how he runs Bord Bia, but how he runs his own private interests, his own personal company.
No, I think the issue here is that if you're chairing our food marketing board and you want the confidence of farmers and you're importing product, it's a huge issue. And that was the point.
Well, you certainly made it a huge issue, but you've made lots of things. I mean, a lot of people would say that you got your way on Mercosur, which wasn't in the interest of farmers, maybe, but certainly wasn't in the interest of the rest of the economy. Or you got your way on the derogation, the nitrate derogation, which maybe was in the interest of farmers, but certainly wasn't in the interest of the environment. And are you kind of punch drunk that you can think you can bend the government to your will any which way you like now?
Absolutely not. And I think if you let me answer the questions, all those issues have to be dealt in their own merits. Derogation, what we have in derogation is we have 3 years to get ready for appropriate assessment, which is fraught with danger. And while it was probably the best outcome we could get, to consider it a massive win is a stretch, I think. And that issue is dealt in its own merits. The issue of the Mercosur trade deal, it was quite clear from the beginning. It was part of the programme for government that our government would not support the Mercosur trade deal. And all we saw was
and
that
even
that
though it would have benefited the rest of the economy, the rest of trade, the rest of pharma, and even though you were given all sorts of reassurances from Ursula von der Leyen and from Europe.
Can I answer the question?
Please do.
You haven't let me answer the question. All we asked was that the commitment for the programme for government was honoured. Our job is to represent farmer interests, and we negotiated very hard to get that stitched into the Mercosur deal. The Mercosur deal hasn't been ratified fully yet. It's going forward now with the commission.
Many people in other sectors hope that it won't be. Can I put a text to you? You said you want to represent farmers. This is from a farmer. As a tillage farmer, will you please ask the IFA, while they have double standards of being quite happy themselves to use grain imported from South America to feed their so-called origin green cows and beef cattle, but they have an issue with Larry Murran's double standard of importing South American meat. They have little or no regard for tillage farmers. They're just happy to accept cheap grain produced to non-EU standards. And that's from Dave, who says he's a farmer in Cork.
That is completely incorrect. We have done more in IFA in the last 2 years for tillage farmers than I'd say at any time previously. We've prioritised it in the association. We've got 2 30-plus million packages last year in the budget and the year before. The issue of imported grain is an issue that's going to have to be addressed. We have proposals around that, around minimum inclusion. So to say that we are not interested in saying supporting our grain farmers is completely wrong.
But you're saying that grain is imported from South America to Ireland here
cows. We all know that we produce about 2 million tonnes of grain in this country, but to support our livestock industry, we need 7 million tonnes.
Okay, so what you're saying, Francie, is in order to keep supply of grain continuous, you are allowed import South American grain to suit livestock farmers. But for Larry Murran to try and keep his supply continuous, he is not allowed import less than 1% of his beef from outside Ireland. You want us to export but not import?
No, that is not the case. The issue here has been farmer confidence in Borbia because our chairman was importing product. And that's the issue. If you want to conflate it with other things, you can.
I'm just saying what the text line says.
I've answered your question around grain. We are massively supportive of our grain farmers. And this issue here on farmer confidence in Borbia was because the chairman was bringing in product from abroad.
Were you just flexing, Francie? Was that what you were doing?
No, we weren't.
A little bit of muscle.
We were representing the views of our members, and you can see from the turnout of meetings around the country. For 5 weeks now, they've come to Dublin here and manned a 24-hour day protest.
The Minister of Agriculture has accused you of misleading your members. Well, not representing them, misleading them.
That's fine. I think the Minister for Agriculture should choose his language a little bit better.
Should he be sidelined?
I have never ever engaged in the idea of sidelining ministers, because ministers come and go, and we'll have to deal with the next.
I'll tell you another texter here. Why would anyone offer to serve on a public board or contribute to the common good, given what has happened with the IFA?
I don't know. Are the only texts, Kira, that you're getting in completely negative to the fact that we have got...
Well, there's quite a lot of them. Someone says here, disgraceful carry-on, most food producers in Ireland import food. So there is a lot of them coming in, very critical of the actions of the IFA.
It's not the reaction of our members, and we represent our members. And I think that, as the Red Sea poll showed, there was big support for this issue among the general public, and I just think your texts coming in don't reflect that.
Look, we will leave it there, but thank you for joining us this evening here on The Hard Shoulder. That is Francie O'Gorman, President of the Irish Farmers Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.